Blessed are you, sovereign Lord, just and true. To you be praise and glory forever. Your prophet John the Baptist was witness to the truth as a burning and shining light. May we, your servants, rejoice in his light and so be led to witness to him, who is the Lord of our coming kingdom, Jesus our Saviour and King of the ages. Blessed be forever. Let's just pray for the items that Paul read and for those who we know that are suffering. I know that the church who work as teachers, we have people who work in health, we have people who do amazing jobs. Basma is not here because they're very short at the detention centre where she works. And she was really struggling on Thursday when we met for prayer. That, you know, she wants to be with us, but also she knows of the commitment that she has at work. It's very hard. I guess for everybody it's hard wherever you work. Where I work, we're running about 6 people short, and when you've got a small team, losing 6 people is quite hard. And when I was speaking to some therapists from East Surrey Hospital, and they're running 16 short. And you just think, like, we get patients come to us and they go, I haven't been out of bed for 3 weeks. And I think, like, looking at you, you could have got yourself out of bed, but, you know, it's there you are. I had a real success on Friday. A gentleman who came to us in early October, he hadn't walked since September, and he went home walking. And it was a hard job, but we got him there. Completely where he wants to be, because I said he can't go up down the stairs yet. I said we can't keep him forever, but you know, he's set up downstairs and he's so grateful to be back home. So Bill, we will continue to remember him. So let's just come to God in prayer.
The scripture reading this morning is from Matthew chapter 14. And I'm starting at verse 21, and this is coming to the end of where Jesus took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and fed the multitude. And the numbers of those who ate was about 5,000 men, besides women and children. And immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on the mountainside by himself to pray. And later that night, he was there alone. And the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and they cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God."
Thank you too, Tony, for bringing those passages to this morning. We haven't spoken, but we've got the word here that we're looking at today. I don't know how many of you remember George Michael.
Yes.
But he had a song. So the story of Jesus walking on the water appears how many times? 3 times in the New Testament, in Matthew, Mark and John. However, only in Matthew do we learn that Peter also walked on the water. Imagine if you're in that boat, how you may have felt witnessing this event. Jesus says, come to Peter. And he came. And then he began to sink. Something in his conscience. But you know, no one else in the boat tried to repeat what Peter had done. There are things we can learn about Peter walking on water in response to Jesus walking on water. Imagine you're in a boat. It teaches us that we can look for Jesus, but what we need to do is to keep looking for Jesus. Peter looked for Jesus. When the storm around him became a bit choppy, he stopped looking. And then he started to, whoa. Look for Jesus and keep looking for Jesus. When Jesus commands you, obey. Jesus told Peter to come. It didn't make sense to him, but he walked on the water. That was obedience in Peter, doing what Jesus had told him to do. Is this an area in yours, my life, that we're not obeying what Jesus is asking us to do? Do you know what faith is? It's simply taking that next step. Just like Peter, he took one step to get out of the boat and onto the water. Peter was doing fine until he lost sight of the next step. Here's my question. What step has Jesus asked you to take? When Peter had faith, he walked on the water. When the storm upped, it went to fear. It crept into him and began to sink in the water. That same fear applies to us, to me, to you. If we let the devil in because he will sit there chipping away in your ear hole, fear will sink us. Is there a fear that's gripping you today and taking control over the decisions that you're making? The great thing about this story is that Jesus saved Peter from drowning. Question for you. What things has Jesus saved you from? I don't need to know. That's between you and Jesus. But there are things that he's saved you from. They may be little like this, or they may be huge like that. They say a little faith is better than no faith. And Jesus spoke to Peter, a little faith meant he could and would be capable of greater faith. The others in that boat at that time had no faith. We can choose to worry or worship, following, witnessing Jesus. Peter, the guys in the boat, stopped worrying and worshipped Jesus right then. How are you doing? My message is small this morning, short and sweet. Because it's important that we know what our faith is. Our faith is to keep on looking at the author and perfecter, Jesus. And if we for a minute take our eyes off of him and think, like, it's okay, I can do it in my own strength. We fail, we fall down. Jesus' timing is always right. It's not in our timing that things happen, it's in Jesus' timing. And in the timing that he has for us here at Marston Baptist Church, it will be the right time. It won't be forced by your leadership or your membership here, but it's when Jesus says, now you're ready. And it's wonderful to see people grow in our fellowship, it's wonderful to see the things that we've done this year. We give God praise and thanks for what we've been able to do. But we need to keep our eyes fixed on Him. We have a last song to sing. I told you it was short. The overhead from YouTube, because I know we've had it once here before. It's a song that speaks so much about people from the Bible. It speaks about David when he faced Goliath. He didn't talk about how dangerous it was going to be. He just talked about how great God is and how good God was. So we need to learn not to talk about fear, but talk about faith. Is there someone with a Bible handy? Or a phone? I want someone just to look up Isaiah 40, verse 31. Isaiah 40, verse 31. Somebody there?
But those who hope in the Lord remain in the same. They will soar and wing by eagle, they will run and not move away, they will walk and not faint.
And then Psalm 16, verse 11. Anyone there yet? Jane's struggling with her eyes.
I am.
You have made me known. You have made known to me the path of my life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Do not be afraid is mentioned 365 times in the Bible. Do not be afraid. That's but one day of the year. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid when you get up tomorrow. Because Jesus has chosen you for a purpose. And He wants you to just keep on focusing. Keep on looking at Him. Don't look down, don't look up. Just look straight forward because He's guiding you wherever you are. And I know for some, Tony mentioned all about the strikes that are happening. And that's hard because we know how that impacts on people's lives. Our God is an awesome God. We will not let you fall. We're going to sing this song. I hope you enjoy it. I hope there's words to it. If you haven't, if there's no words on it, Tony, is there words for it, Tony? Okay. Yeah, if you've got a phone, and you can use it.
Lou.
Hello.
May I say God's blessing to this church and for the future years. I never saw the new one, I probably won't see the new one, but I wish you God's blessing in every way. I'm an old member, I used to belong to the old church, so God bless you all.
Thank you, Vera. God bless you too. Right, this is called Confidence.
Sure. Broken people are exactly who you are.